Good morning, podcast listeners. Good morning, podcast listeners. The date is December 3rd, titled Fat Free. I've been up and down and up and down. It ain't the scale, it's what's in your head. Suzette Charles, former Miss America. We step on the bathroom scale in the morning and discover to our horror that we weigh in 1 pound more than we did yesterday. From that moment on, our day is ruined. We stand before the bathroom mirror and say, "I'm fat." Our preoccupation with the single pound impinges on and influences everything we do. We approach our workouts, for example, solely in terms of calorie burning, so that they become more remedies for a problem than the enjoyable life activities they are meant to be. Those of us who get caught up in the obsessive approach to weight loss or life in general know that it can be sabotage. Know that it can sabotage our health and turn us into emotional wrecks. At such times, we need to focus on our overall well-being. The fact is, compulsiveness is seldom rewarded because it can never be satisfied. The person who thinks that there is always more to do, that there can never be enough, is bound to be frustrated. There are times when enough is simply enough. And when we perform at this level, we remove the fat from our lives. Perhaps we are involved in a difficult relationship and have done everything possible to make it work. We cheat ourselves if we hold on to something that reason tells us is unworkable. It's probably time to remove the fat and move on. When we have given our all in our job and our efforts still go unnoticed, we can say, "Let's drop the fat and search for more promising employment." There are instances in your life after we have worked hard enough and waited long enough and loved enough when obsession is counterproductive. At this moment, it's better to approach an extra baggage with our extra baggage with objectivity, not with dread. It's better to just drop our burdens and become fat-free. Today, I pledge to free myself from burdens in my life. Again, today I pledge to free myself from burdens of my life. That was December 3rd's read from Dennis Kimbrough's book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, Daily Motivations for African American Success. As you start to reflect on 2019 and you look forward to 2020, be thinking of the things that you did well. Be thinking of the things that didn't go right. And decide to move forward. Just make a small adjustment and take what you did right into 2020 to continue to build on it starting today. And just cut the fat. Like, stop obsessing over something you cannot change and simply focus on what's within your control and go forward. Make the best of today and the rest of the week. Be blessed.